Hi friends, it's Jillian, and you're listening to In Case You Missed It on Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on navigating the ups and downs of adulthood, from managing stress and finances to crushing your career and your love life. Tune in every Monday as I share game-changing tips from guests and past episodes that you might have missed. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you. If you ever walk away from a situation and you're like, why the fuck did I just react that way? That was crazy, which I think we've all done. I actually had this come up super recently. Mm-hmm. I was in a like small disagreement with someone that didn't really need to be a big deal. We both approached something differently and we were not on the same page. And I was devastated. I was so freaking rattled. I'm still rattled. I've been rattled for a hot minute. And I'm like, why am I so upset? Like, this doesn't need to be a big deal. Like, why can't I get over this?
Yeah.
And I realized it was just taking me back to old patterns that really upset me when I was younger. And it was putting me right back into these moments in time that I've never dealt with and that have never fully been resolved or addressed. And when you're plunged back into that unexpectedly and you have this huge reaction, it means like, probably something needs to be done about it.
Yeah.
And that can be done personally by you speaking with someone, getting a bit of help, doing your own self-work on it, or it can be done with the person, you know, that the original problem started with or the person that you're shitting on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inadvertently. But something needs to be addressed because these big reactions are happening for a reason. And your responses to things, they are just a mirror that's telling you what hasn't been healed. Triggers come up. We all will feel triggered at some point, mm-hmm. but we also need to stop expecting everyone around us to like cater to our triggers.
Yeah.
Because I think that's like a fucked up thing that's yes. happening right now in society, on social media, where like everyone is so scared to trigger everyone else because then you'd be like a horrible person who's insensitive and, oh my God, I feel triggered by what you just said. How dare you? Actually, it's not our jobs to avoid anything that might trigger anyone for the rest of time. Like, be a good person.
Yeah.
But also, if someone is getting triggered, it is their job to manage how and why they're getting so triggered and to start to take accountability for that, because we cannot all tiptoe on eggshells for the rest of our lives. Be decent to one another, but also people are getting triggered by things that aren't even indecent. So we yeah. need to like really look at that and examine like what's going on internally that I'm not able to self-regulate and that I'm getting so fired up about absolutely everything that happens.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no boundaries when it comes to like absorbing other people's emotions. Like I it's a huge problem of mine. If someone around me is going through pain, if they're upset, if they're mad, I absorb it so much and I allow it to ruin my day, ruin my mood. And I was talking to my friend recently who is the same personality type as me, like an ENFP, a super empath, like an artist and a creative and all these things. And there was just like a shit show unfolding around us. And I was like, how are you not getting stressed by this? Like, how are you, like, aren't you anxious? Like, isn't this upsetting you? And she was like, man, the type of people we are, I have so learned to look at something and be like, that's not mine. And walk away from it. It's not mine to hold, not mine to carry. And I have been trying to get better at doing that. And I'm really trying to be like, okay, other people are allowed to be upset, but that's not mine. I don't need to take it on. We can care so much about our loved ones and we can worry about them. Their shit can matter to us. And they can be devastated. We can be devastated for them, but we don't now need to live in that devastation with them. Like
like
we can sit with them, but we don't need to fucking climb into that emotional state and live there with them. And that's
true.
That's, I think, probably hard for both of us because we're both empaths. And so when we don't do that, it feels like, oh my God, am I numbing myself? Am I a bad friend? Have I turned off my like emotions?
Yeah.
And it's a hard balance that I have not figured out yet. I think there's a like a safe balance that we're just trying to hit between not being numb to people and allowing ourselves to feel and love and help without like getting in that shit with them and rolling around in it and like taking it on and allowing it to like change us.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, one thing I know is every single person that you know is going through something tough right now.
Yeah.
And if we absorb everyone's challenges, we're going to be shells of a human. And a lot of that just starts with really figuring out how is your past baggage affecting your present life. And it shows up in every area. This is where the work begins, is really examining, like, where is this taking over? And so that's what's hard, because a lot of this baggage, we didn't necessarily bring it upon ourselves. True. Like, we shouldn't have this baggage. It sucks. It's not fair. But it is our job to manage how we carry it going forward.
Yes.
And that's where you can, like, rewrite the narrative. That's where you can take control. And I think that's where you shift out of this, like, victim mindset mm-hmm. of, like, well, I didn't want to fucking be cheated on. Or I didn't want to have a shitty, you know, money story growing up and scarcity. But you can change all of that right now by managing how you carry this in the present and moving forward. It doesn't, just because it's always been one way doesn't mean it needs to continue to be that way. And your life will get so much better when we start taking accountability for the shit that we can control.
Yeah.
I really think it comes down to just learning to not make excuses for yourself,
yeah.
which is very hard to do, yeah. especially if you're still kind of stuck in that, like, victim mindset, but really owning your shit and reframing the stories that are leading you to live in the past. Like, what are you telling yourself over and over again that's making you react to a certain thing? So how can mm-hmm. we rewrite that story?
Yeah.
And maybe it caused you to not trust your judgment in people. You know, maybe that's yeah. the underlying story. Oh, well, you know, I was wronged before and it's going to happen again because clearly I don't have a good judgment of character.
Yeah.
So let's reframe that story. And also, something I'm a huge believer in is letting other people around you know what's going on with you.
Yes.
So that you let them know that it's not about them. So if something from mm-hmm. your past is coming up, if your baggage is on full display, if you are fucking triggered, I tend to, like, overshare with people and say, something's wrong right now. I'm just really upset about this situation or this thing hurt me, but it is not about you. And I'm really sorry if I'm acting weird today. So I always err on the side of overly stressing where my mood, where my trigger, where whatever's coming up is coming from, so that the person that I'm with doesn't have to try to, like, take on that shit and wonder, like, did I do this? Is
That's
this about
so
me?
Smart.
I think it just comes down to, like, we have the self-awareness, then we self-regulate, and then we let people know what's going on and we can be transparent about yeah. it. There's nothing wrong with that. And then they can give us a bit of grace while we work through it. Thanks for starting your week with us. If you enjoyed today's In Case You Missed It, check out the episode description or show notes to find the full episode. It would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps grow the show. And you can follow us on Instagram at teachmehowtoadultmedia or on TikTok at teachmehowtoadult for more hot tips. See you next time.